Hey, this is Ko Sozuteki coming at you with some poetry. Now, this is a piece from my Amber Strand series, which chronicle kind of my pirate alter ego in the world of the Lost Girls Pirate Academy and the Wendy Trilogy by a very dear musician friend of mine named S.J. Tucker. If you want sort of backstory and more on the Lost Girls Pirate Academy, you can find them on Facebook, or you can check out www.skinnywhitechick.com. So, this is called The Temples of Bleached Bone, and this is for my Horcrux. In the temples is where our fate is sealed. Amber always had an affinity for the temples, not even just for nesting opportunities. They had served her well, after all, running through adventures of the blackest night and racing Sue across the temples' landscape and earning their driftwood parkour badges by nightfall, even today, where Amber had built herself a nest amongst one of the temples. Sitting in silent reverence for the scene before her, meditation with Mama Ocean and her sturdy, land-bound holy place. As some figures passed her by, they commented that they love the kind of people that you can find in places like this. Such company. And Amber broke from her reverie to say, "My favorite thing about places like this is their story. Like the sacred mycelium, the temples are species unto themselves, birthed by Mama Ocean, bleached and blank as the cells of a Natal's hind brain. They are ripe with magic, and yet patient enough to know they will be formed by the world around them. For you see, temples cannot move on their own. The fate of their evolution lies solely in the hands of those who respect and appreciate them enough to know that the blank space is there to create in. These blank bones are meant to be made into labyrinths, each its own unique temple as these creatures take shape. For it is divine ritual to move the bones with good intent to befit your own purpose. And that's why we come to be in such good company," said the Firebird with a shy grin. "A variable community of priests, makers, and stewards of the bleached boned temples of this realm. Be them our home, where our fate is sealed." And as Amber finished proselytizing in a haze of billowing smoke around her, she had caught her perch aflame. This sometimes happened when the Firebird got excited, and though his parent had run in fear, the young lost boy smiled at the Firebird. Such company, indeed.